This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The judge in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial moved a hearing on the former president's alleged violations of his gag order to next Thursday. The move avoids a conflict with Trump's scheduled campaign events the day before. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Trump is scheduled to hold two campaign events that day. The hearing pertains to a prosecution request that Trump be penalized for violating his gag order this week on four separate occasions. The order bars Trump from making comments about witnesses and others connected to the case. Mershon is already deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for previous alleged gag order violations. I'm Norman Hall.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide a $130,000 payment in hush money to porn film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet ahead of the 2016 election about her claim of a one-time sexual encounter with Trump a decade earlier. Millions of voters in India are casting their ballots Friday in the second round of multi-phase national elections. Nearly 970 million voters, representing more than 10% of the world's total population, will elect 543 members to the lower house of parliament for 5 years during the staggered election, which runs until June 1st. The turnout of the first phase of polling on April 19th was estimated around 62% of 166.3 million eligible voters. About 160 million are eligible to vote in the second phase. Most polls predict a win for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, which is up against a broad opposition alliance led by the Indian National Congress and powerful regional parties. The votes will be counted on June 4th. This is VOA News. A long-awaited transitional ruling county council was installed in crisis-torn Haiti Thursday, the first step to forming a new government after months of gang violence in the Caribbean nation. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Video from Haiti Thursday showed council members greeted with fanfare at the presidential palace in the capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of an official inauguration ceremony. Embattled Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who had promised to step down when a council was installed, submitted his official letter of resignation earlier Thursday. Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, had descended into chaos in recent months. Gang violence, worsening for years, escalated earlier this year. The UN reports more than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January through March, up 53% from the same period a year ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. stock markets closed lower on Thursday as markets were stunned by data showing slower than expected U.S. economic growth and persistent inflation. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The Dow dropped about 1%, the S&P 500 slipped roughly half of 1%, and the Nasdaq lost two-thirds of 1%. Data on Thursday showed the economy grew at its slowest pace in nearly 2 years in the first quarter. While the pace of inflation accelerated to a level well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target, that dampened hopes the Fed would begin cutting interest rates this year. Technology stocks fell on Thursday following a disappointing forecast from Meta Platforms. But after the closing bell, Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet posted strong results that could set the sector up for gains on Friday.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the visiting New York Knicks Thursday in their National Basketball Association first-round playoff series thanks to a gutsy performance by center Joel Embiid. AP correspondent Michael Luongo has the story.
The 76ers found their range from beyond the three-point stripe in the third quarter as they took Game 3 of the Eastern Conference first-round series with a 125-114 win over the Knicks. Philadelphia made 9 of 12 three-point shots, 4 of those from Joel Embiid, who had 18 points in the quarter and had a career-high 50 points despite suffering with Bell's palsy.
I'm still going to go out there and try, but no, that's not an excuse. Got to keep playing better and better and better. Tonight I got lucky. I made a few shots.
Jalen Brunson had 39 for New York, who lead this best-of-seven series 2-1. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. And remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.